Work, therefore, is desirable, first and foremost, as a preventive of boredom. But for the boredom that a man feels when he is doing necessary, though uninteresting work, is as nothing in comparison with the boredom that he feels when he has nothing to do with his days. With this advantage of work, another is associated, namely that it makes holidays much more delicious when they come. Provided a man does not have to work so hard as to weaken his vigor, he is likely to find far more zest in his free time than an idle man could possibly find. The second advantage of most paid work and of some unpaid work is that it gives chances of success and opportunities for ambition. In most work, success is measured by income, and while our capitalistic society continues, this is inevitable. It is only where the best work is concerned that this measure ceases to be the natural one to apply. The desire that men feel to increase their income is quite as much a desire for success as for the extra comforts that a higher income can obtain. However dull work may be, it becomes bearable if it is a means of building up reputation, whether in the world at large or only in one's own circle. Continuity of purpose is one of the most essential ingredients of happiness in the long run, and for most men, this comes chiefly through their work. In this respect, those women whose lives are occupied with housework are much less fortunate than men, or than women who work outside the home. The domesticated wife does not receive wages, has no means of bettering herself, is taken for granted by her husband, who sees practically nothing of what she does, and is valued by him not for her housework, but for quite other qualities. Of course, this does not apply to those women who are sufficiently well-to-do to make beautiful houses and beautiful gardens and become the envy of their neighbours. But such women are comparatively few, and for the great majority, housework cannot bring as much satisfaction as work of other kinds brings to men and to professional women.